Kiwa presents Shen Radio. Because time doesn't exist. Lose yourself in Shen Radio. Taking you to a higher state of consciousness. This is the sound of Shen.
Hello people, and welcome back to the 10th edition of Shen Radio. This is Frankie Waugh. Thank you for joining me. Back in the UK now, finally, after an amazing tour of Australia and New Zealand. Just had a weekend in Bulgaria and Hungary. My Bulgarian debut was insane. The show was in a one-off venue. Never been done before, never had a rave there before, so we made a bit of history in the city of Varna. So yeah, big up the people of Bulgaria and Varna. Brought the energy, it was an incredible show. You will see from my socials, The Revival Volume 2 is out now. Or should I say, The Revival Platform 2 is out now. And yeah, you've been loving it. I've been seeing all the comments on social media, across YouTube, SoundCloud, etc. Just want to thank you all for the support. So what we got coming up, it's finally time for the Shen Manchester, the first Shen showcase of the year, back to back with Christoph. So I thought it was only right that we kick this month's show off with a breakbeat record from myself and Christoph, as well as going straight into a record from The Revival Volume 2. So this is Frankie Waugh and Christoph Find a Way, straight into Too Far to Turn Back. You're listening there to a record taken from the Revival Volume 2 called Too Far to Turn Back. Very nice to finally get this project out and circle back to a sound I was sort of producing around 5 years ago. And I think this is something I want to keep the theme running throughout my career, because I am very eclectic when it comes to producing and DJing. And these all night long sets for me have proven that I do want to produce a lot more music to be able to curate, I guess, a full 6-7 hours of my own music. You need to be able to turn your hand to multiple genres and take you on a journey through the genres and BPMs. So yeah, I think the best way for me to express myself now is definitely through projects in music and making it make sense and taking you on a specific journey for a specific sound. And I think the Revival is one way of doing that. Really excited about the next project forthcoming, which isn't fully finished yet, but I can tell you it's super, super groovy. It's ready for the dance floor. It's more exploring that wonky side of Frankie Wah, that feral side, as we all love to know. And yeah, really excited to get that one out. Got some exciting releases coming up as well this year on some really big labels, some dream labels, to be fair. A record label now I've signed a 4-track EP to that I've been trying to get signed to for best part of 7-8 years, so buzzing about that and can't wait to share that with you. On a slightly different note, take you back to one now from the Frankie Wah vaults when I was releasing on Anjuna Deep around the back end of 2023, and this one's called Alone.
We'll be right back.
A few minutes back there, you heard Housekeeping team up with Amfolk, and that one's called Faces. Then it was Spencer Brown with Body Dub. Really enjoy what Spencer's building and doing as a DJ too. He has a very similar attitude to me when he comes to playing the all night long sets and how he likes to build a set. And I actually had the pleasure of him coming to play for me in New York for the Shen debut a couple of years ago, I think it was now, at the Knockdown Center. It was an incredible show. So yeah, big up Spencer. There's onto something brand new from the Tripleism Boys called Groove On, which is out now on Ultra. So something probably worth mentioning again, which I have mentioned on my social media, but you might have missed it. But yeah, just really happy with the feedback on the Revival Volume 2. I think these mixtapes and projects are a very, very good way for me to get the music out that you probably would never hear because it doesn't have a place in today's industry with everything having to be a catchy hook, a catchy melody, a TikTok trend. That's not what we're trying to build here. We're actually trying to build the opposite, an audience that want the journey, that want the records, that wouldn't serve a purpose in today's music industry, but serve a purpose for us on the dance floor. And I'm really happy with the direction everything's going in, and I want to thank you all for the support. And yeah, on that note, here is a few more records coming up from the mixtape. This is I Want to Know You. Now, if you kept your eyes on my social media, you will know that we've just launched the Revival Volume 2 merchandise. You can find that where there is a very limited availability of stock at the link in the bio on my Instagram, as well as being able to pre-order the Revival Volume 2 on vinyl, which I'm very looking forward to getting a physical copy of that in my hands. So what we got coming up in the world of Frankie R and Shen? Well, as you know, this week it is the first Shen Showcase of the year in Manchester. Then we have another one coming up back in Glasgow, Scotland at the incredible outdoor venue at SWG3. Very special guest to announce too, so I'm really excited about that one. And yeah, then we start in Europe. I've managed to tick off a massive bucket list show this year, playing at the Kappa Festival in Italy, back to back with Mitagami. And then I'm really excited about this brand new festival called Adriatic Sound Festival, where I'll be joining Rufus the Soul, Stefan Bodzin, Sven Vaf, and many others. It's going to be an incredible show. Not only that, I have finally just announced my return to New York City, which has been a long time coming, for the Rooftop series for tech support. So really looking forward to that, as last time I came and played the Rooftop in New York, I feel like it was actually a quite monumental moment within my career. My first sold out show in America. Check the diary, check the links in my bio, see if there's any shows you want to join me at, and I look forward to seeing you there. Right, back to the music now. This is Guy Mansa remixing Strangely Enough by Matthias Meyer. Bit of a modern day classic there from Butch, using those chords, I think very similar to the old Baby D record. It was out a few years ago on Inner Visions, and another one before that was one from myself titled I See the Sunrise. Just to reel off and remind you again what we've got coming up, if you want to see me in a city near you, we've got Shem Manchester this Friday, which I know so many of you are travelling far and wide from to see me and Christoph play back to back. Then it's the after party at Joshua Brooks. Really looking forward to playing the basement there. I've heard very good things about this. Just a dark, small, sweaty, intimate room. They're often the best ones. Then get my head down and travel across to Liverpool the following day to join Camel Fat and play for them guys for their brand new concept at the Blackstone Warehouse. So really looking forward to that one. And then it's Shen Glasgow next month. So I hope to see a few familiar faces there. Further down the line, we've got some dates coming up in Brazil, Italy, and the US, as I mentioned previously. But for now, though, I'm going to leave you on one final track from the Revival Volume 2. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the mix. Let's wrap it up with Nirvana. Catch you guys in a few weeks.